Back here on Afternoons with Aaron here on KATE. We're going to talk Lake Mills volleyball and talk about our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week as the head coach of the Bulldogs, Jim Beamer, joins us. And Jim, a good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Now, Jim, before we talk about our Athlete of the Week, we'll talk about Aaliyah in the second half of our conversation. Let's talk about the Bulldog volleyball team. 18-3 on the season. Another impressive win last night. Let's talk about the first of 21 matches. You have to be extremely happy with the way the season has gone so far.
Oh, very happy. We've been playing well. You know, and there's still a learning curve in there because we do have new faces, just like we often do. You know, with an 18-3 record, it's hard to feel like you've left some things on the table there. But we really kind of think we had an opportunity to win all three of those. You know, we only lost 2-1 to a ranked team in 3A and Sioux Center. We won the first set, and then they kind of took over in the second, third set. So even though it was 2-1, that's probably a loss that we just had. And Sioux Center was just better that day. Our loss to Spirit Lake, we lost them 2-0, but there were 2 points in each set. And we just feel like we let that one get away. We feel that was maybe a win we left out there. And then a loss to 4A Spencer, who, again, we won the first set. We had a big lead in the second set, and we let it get away from us. So we really feel like, you know, a couple of those, maybe we could have had as wins. We could be maybe sitting 20-1. But yet we've you know, got some big wins ourselves the other way. So, you know, there's some give and take in that. But we feel real good with where we're at. We're undefeated in the conference. Our only losses are to 3A and 4A schools. So we keep building. That's our goal. We just want to keep getting better and compete each night and each opportunity.
And, Jim, I'm sure each year when you come up with a schedule and look at different tournaments for your team to participate in, you have to love the fact to play those bigger schools, because even in losses, that's good, I guess, experience. And I'm sure the girls learn a lot from those kind of matches, taking on the bigger schools.
Yeah, it is good. And you learn a little bit about, you know, their psyche a little bit in those tough matches. You notice how we've seen that sometimes in those tight matches with those bigger schools, we serve a very high percentage, but we're not very aggressive. And then sometimes when we're playing a weaker team, the girls feel confident, and so they'll be more aggressive. And I told them, you know, we've got to be the other way around. If we're playing that really tough team, that's when you have to be aggressive. You know, we got to get them out of system. And when you guys are playing maybe a weaker team than us, you know, you think you can get by with being aggressive because, you know, you missed the serve or whatever, big deal. And that's true. But against those teams, just make your serve. We're going to find our point, you know. So we're working on some of those aspects of how you adjust your game based on the level of competition you're playing and the situation within each match. So we're trying to get the girls to process the game, trying to get them to understand what's needed and when it's needed. And really try to help them process more about what's happening around them. And that's something that will only up their game. And so last night against North Union, we did do that. The girls did a good job of being a little bit more aggressive on their serve. We were calling serves. So we were trying to implement some of that into our game. And that's been our mantra all year. Each week, we're going to try to tweak something or add something to our game that makes us better, to continue to challenge the kids and push them to work harder and be stronger together.
Jim Beamer, head coach of the Lake Mills volleyball team, with us here on KATE. And Jim, you mentioned your team unbeaten in conference. Talk about, you know, the conference standings, what teams are behind you. Also, you know, talk about how things look maybe when it comes to, you know, postseason teams that'll be in your postseason bracket. And is the team ranked at all? I know coaches don't like to talk about rankings, but we love talking about it in the media.
Of course. And why wouldn't we, right?
That's right.
We've been in and out of the 2A rankings. And, you know, that is a goal. We do talk a lot about that. And so there's an opportunity. Maybe we find ourselves back in them this week in 2A. 2A, probably top to bottom, is probably the toughest class. Dyke, probably the best team in the state of Iowa. They're ranked number one in 2A. Conference-wise, you know, we sit 6-0 in the conference. So does Forest City. We're on a collision course with them again for the conference title. And last night, North Union was sitting in third, so that was a nice win for us in the conference race. So basically, we're down to two teams, us and Forest City. We still got to get by North Iowa. Forest City still has to play Bishop Garrigan. But like I say, we're probably on a collision course with them for an October 5th matchup here in Lake Mills for the conference title once again. Postseason-wise, we don't know yet. Pairings won't come out until the week of October 4th, so we're still a couple weeks away. And for us, we think that's good because if we can go to Nevada this Saturday, where there's a ton of 3A, 4A, and even a 5A team in there, and we can go there and compete with some of those. We got the number 2 ranked team in 4A, number 7th ranked team in 4A, among the others. So we just need to go and compete. We need to beat some bigger schools again this weekend, take care of business against North Iowa, and we really think that's going to help our pairings. We think that could give us an opportunity to maybe host all the way until the regional final. Those are always at a neutral site. So, you know, we have some work to do yet. We got to keep our eye on that big prize because we want to have a good postseason run like we typically do. So, you know, we've been either in the regional final at state every year, but one for the last, 10, 11, 12 years. So we want to continue to be one of the top 16 teams in the state of Iowa and give ourselves an opportunity to keep advancing from there. So, we'll learn a lot in the next 2 weeks. The pairings won't come out until the week of October 4th.
You know, Jim, since I'm back new in the area after being here with the KATE 8 years ago, you talk about the success that Lake Mills Volleyball has had. And, you know, talk about what makes this volleyball program so successful, because to have that kind of consistency, to be that good a team year after year, that takes a lot. What do you think are some of the keys that makes your program so good?
Well, we try to stay consistent throughout the whole program with how we teach things, what we want to teach, how we accomplish those goals. And to be honest, we spend a lot of time on team building and individual goal building. We talk a lot just about what it means to push yourself, to be a better player, to be a better person. And so there's a little bit of, you know, almost a cult-like kind of attitude about how we approach that. And we think that is a benefit. Kids, when they set high expectations, they've got a better opportunity to reach them. And we want to consistently set high expectations individually at different skill positions as a team. And we think success breeds success. So, you know, those high expectations, the consistency that we want to build throughout our entire program are keys. And, you know, once you got the ball rolling, I always say it can take you 5-6 years to build a program. A program can be destroyed in a year. But it takes 5 or 6 to build one. But 1 year, it can change things on a dime. So, you know, we just don't want to fall in any rut. We've been first or second in the conference for, you know, maybe 20 years, somewhere in that range. I don't know. You know, we talked about our regional final runs and state tournament runs. So, you know, that consistency is driven by the kids. It's driven by those high expectations. And to be honest, it's good old-fashioned hard work. Yep. We gotta never underestimate that if you want to get something, you got to go earn something. And we've lost a little bit of that mentality a little bit and as a group of people, I think. But we need to understand that if you want to better things, you don't do that from taking it from someone else. You achieve things by going out, working hard, and earning and feel good about it. And so we work hard. The girls put in the time. They work hard in the summer and they play club ball in the spring. And when it's time for the season, make no mistake, they commit to what we're doing and they buy in. And I think that's how success happens. And that's how a good company, how a good group of people get things accomplished. They work together for the good of the cause. And this year, one of their statements is "we over me." I think they bought into that. They see that the team is more important than any one individual. And when you do that, I think you work harder together. And in the team sport, it's hard to downplay the value of that understanding.
Jim Beamer again, head coach of Lake Mills Volleyball here on KATE. And Jim, let's talk about our latest Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, Aaliyah Moen, a senior setter. The bio you sent over, that she's kind of the captain out there. She, you know, makes sure that the ball's in the right place for those to set up for a kill attempt. Talk about Aaliyah and how much she means to your program.
Well, everything starts and ends at the setter position, you know, and the analogy for our football fans out there, she's the quarterback. Everybody does their thing. She'll decide where that ball is going, when it needs to be there, who she needs to find, where are our best matchups, right? So she's a quarterback back in the pocket, making some decisions up to the line, making some reads, because that's what a setter does. And Aaliyah does a great job of that. Last night against North Union, a perfect example. We really spread out our kill attempts, and our kill totals were just so balanced between our five front row players. And from pin to pin, so from antenna to antenna, she moves the ball very well. She allows us to really have options on serve, receive, and then in transition off of defense. So, you know, she has great hands, and she really enjoys kind of an up-tempo game. And she's got our hitters enjoying an up-tempo game, and that can put your opponents at a disadvantage because you're coming at them quick and you're coming at them fast and they can't transition to defense. So, you know, maybe we're the old Atlanta Falcons, you know, offense from the, where were they, late 80s or early 90s, right, when it was just spread them out,
yep,
five wide and everybody going. And that's kind of the attitude we want to have. We just want to keep coming, keep throwing punches and transition fast and put our opponent at a disadvantage. So she's able to do that. She's got a couple years of experience. She's returning first team all conference. She's certainly on pace for all those accolades again this year. Again, we still have a lot of things as a team we want to accomplish, but she's certainly been our catalyst there on our offense.
Jim Beamer talking about our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, Aaliyah Moen. We'll talk to her coming up on next hour here on a KATE. Jim, thank you so much for the time. Again, congrats on the success again so far this season, 18-3. The Lake Mills volleyball team, like you mentioned, a win over at North Union last night. And Jim, we'll catch up soon, probably when we get closer to a playoffs and get everybody set for Bulldog playoff volleyball coming up in October. Again, Jim, thank you so much for the time, and we'll talk again soon.
Appreciate it. We really enjoy the coverage that we get, and it's great for our kids to have that. So thank you very much for all you do to cover high school sports.